Welcome to the Soundtrack. Today you are invited to take a sound walk. Yes, a sound walk. On a sound walk, you go for a walk and pay special attention to what you hear. Sounds logical. So let's do the sound walk. As you know, we are multisensory beings and pay primary attention to what we see while we walk. In this way, we can orient ourselves particularly well. We put one foot in front of the other. So during your walk, you will not only hear, but also see. The aim of this audio is that you explore your surroundings auditorily, that you orientate yourself with your ears. Can you imagine that there are people who use only their ears to move in traffic, who ride bicycles in big cities without being able to see? They produce clicking noises. These sounds are reflected by the environment. They reach their ears, and so they know where obstacles are. This is also what bats do. So let's do a little exercise. Imagine that you are a bat. Your arms are your wings. Stretch your arms to the left and to the right. What a wingspan you have. Wow. Like an eagle, much bigger than a bat. You are bat woman or bat man. If you compare yourself to a bat, how big are your ears in relation to your body? Right now, you have headphones on your ears, but your earlobes, they are sticking out underneath like two little bats hanging down. Touch your earlobes and notice how soft they are. They feel so good, lovely. Your ears are your tool today, your compass on your soundtrack. Before you set off to explore your surroundings, I want to give you a map. As you know, every sensory experience, including hearing, is a very individual experience. My map or city plan is therefore only a rough orientation. We can also say just some elements for a city map, a legend. The legend consists of different aspects. On the map you see paths and rivers on your mind's eye. Land and sea, roads and hiking trails, stations and airports, forests and meadows, buildings and churches, sites. It's quite on the map, isn't it? But if you think about it, the river rushes, there are the paths you walk on, you distinguish with your fantastic ears whether you are walking on asphalt or on sand, on gravel or stone. You hear whether you are on land or on the sea. You hear if the road is busy. Are there cars or horse-drawn carriages? You hear a plane taking off or landing. You hear a train passing you by. You hear the wind in the trees. The birds are chirping. On the map, everything is quiet, but reality is loud. You can orient yourself. What do you hear on the left? What do you hear on the right? And what do you hear up in the sky? What do you hear while you walk with your shoes on the path? What do you hear when you leave the path and walk on the grass? What do you hear down below? What do you hear in front of you? And what do you hear behind of you? You see, you will hear more than you think. And what you still hear are people. People walking or jogging. People enjoying the fresh air with their children. Children on playgrounds. Birds sitting in the trees or scenting fish by the river. Ducks squawking. Waves crashing on the shore. Some things are quieter, some are louder. You are a bat. A bat that explores. You want to create your sound map. You are the vanguard. Batman, Batwoman, you are an adventurer. You want to give people orientation with your map. You want to document what you hear. A map that we only see is not enough for you. You want to make the map sound. So grab a pen and a notebook and document what you hear. Walk slowly, stop and listen, turn around, Turn to the side and make out the sources of the sounds. Are there birds, trees? Where are the paths? What are they like? If you hear cars, lorries, or aeroplanes, write down everything you hear. What do you hear first? What do you hear when you get used to your surroundings? What is louder? What is quieter? What do you hear on the left, on the right, above and below? Move like a bat, flutter from place to place, from hearing to hearing places. Explore your surroundings. Can you hear something you can't see? Take your notes. Go for a walk and listen to the world. Is there a sound that particularly fascinates you? Use your smartphone and record it. Take notes. Record and listen to everything you hear. Record and listen, or just listen and note. As the composer John Cage says, music is everywhere. You just have to open the windows. Now open the windows and listen to the world. If you take off your headphones, massage your ears, it will be worth it. It's your tool. Breathe in and breathe out. And please don't forget to look and stay grounded, even if you are a bad man or a bad woman. Have fun with your first sound walk. Open the window. Enjoy.